Paul writes that those who reject God become fools, Romans 1:22. That's not an insult. It's a spiritual diagnosis. When you deny the source of truth, everything else falls apart. And so it's foolish to think that morality can exist without a moral lawgiver, that life can arise from non-life, or that meaning can spring from meaninglessness. And yet this is where unbelief always leads. It leads down the path of self-deception. But the wise man fears the Lord. True wisdom begins when we stop suppressing truth and start surrendering to it. So, if you are one who has suppressed truth all of your life, stop right now and ask God to give you the humility to receive His wisdom and to reject the world's folly and to give you faith in Jesus Christ. Here's two people that you can pray for if you're a Christian: Rama Bakchun and his family, our national changemakers in Myanmar, and also pray for the people of the Philippines as they listen to the Taboli Lower LifeWord broadcast. One last thought. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. But the wise man says, there's no hope without Him.